leaving Gaza, finally. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Hundreds of foreign nationals with passports and wounded Palestinians are getting out, crossing into Egypt after being stuck in Gaza for weeks as Israel wages war against Hamas following last month's terror attack. But not everyone can go yet, including a U.S. citizen who tells Fox's Trey Yingston, Israel, it's
time for the American administration to take us back home. The situation in Gaza Strip, it's getting worse.
She's inside Gaza with her 10-year-old son. She says he was on the list to leave through the Rafah crossing today, but she was not. So she's not going to send him across alone with no one to meet him on the other side.
Now in Gaza, Hamas claims Israel is hitting a refugee camp with airstrikes a second day. It's alleged hundreds of deaths and injuries are there. Israel says it's targeting militants operating in that camp and has killed a top Hamas commander. After weeks of pro-Palestinian protests on college campuses,
the FBI arrested a suspect who they say was behind very graphic online threats to kill Jewish students at Cornell University. According to the Department of Justice, 21-year-old Patrick Dye, a junior at Cornell, was charged with posting threats to kill using interstate communications.
That's Fox's Bill Malugin. A hearing in Colorado will continue a third day in a lawsuit attempting to block former President Trump from being on that state's 2024 election ballot, alleging his conduct leading up to the Capitol riot disqualifies the former president under a Civil War era provision in the Constitution's 14th Amendment. There are similar cases looming in Michigan and Minnesota. Meanwhile, Donald Trump Jr. will testify today at a civil fraud trial.
The $250 million lawsuit filed by New York Attorney General Letitia James accuses the former president, Don Jr., and Eric Trump, as well as the Trump Organization executives, of purposely inflating the value of Trump's net worth by billions in order to get better deals on insurance and loan rates.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, you're up next.
Ugh, my throat hurts so bad. There's no way I can sing tonight.
Here, try these.
Vicks VapoCool Drops.
Yeah, Vicks VapoCool Drops has maximum strength menthol with a rush of Vicks vapors.
Ooh, I can already feel it.
I told you. So, you ready?
I'm ready.
Vaporize sore throat pain fast with Vicks VapoCool Drops.
Jesse Kelly here. Do you feel protected? My personal protection plan is owning gold. The Oxford Gold Group helps you buy gold to have on hand or convert it into your 401k. If things get weird, I have gold on hand. I like that. You can buy coins or convert part of your 401k with the Oxford Gold Group. It's easy and safe. 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
President Biden will take a trip today, but not to a big city. A small one, south of Minneapolis, touting Bidenomics as polls keep showing most Americans don't approve of how he's handled the economy.
The president will tour Dutch Creek Farms in Northfield, Minnesota, a stop on what the administration has dubbed the Investing in Rural America series.
The president's going to hear directly from the American people, talk about what he's been doing.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says that includes highlighting legislation the administration says is creating good union-paying jobs. President Biden will announce $5 billion in new investments, including more than $1.5 billion in climate-smart agriculture practices, in more than $1 billion in regional conservation partnerships to enroll more farmers in the voluntary conservation programs. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures have been falling. Before the Federal Reserve's announcement expected to leave interest rates unchanged, this time after a series of rate hikes to fight inflation. At the World Series.
Now Seager to right center field, way back there!
Joe Davis on Fox. Corey Seager's two-run blast capping off a five-run second inning for Texas. They follow that up with a five-run third as they go on to top the Arizona Diamondbacks 11-7. The Rangers winning a record 10 straight away from home in these playoffs, a new postseason record. They can make it 11 Wednesday with a Game 5 victory while possibly locking up their first-ever World Series title. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
In the NFL, after a bunch of teams made deals swapping players for draft picks at yesterday's trade deadline, the Raiders fired their head coach, Josh McDaniels. Las Vegas also ousted general manager Dave Ziegler after a losing season last year under those two and a 3-5 start to 2023. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Illinois landlord accused of stabbing a six-year-old Muslim boy to death, pleading not guilty to all charges. Joseph Chuba entered not guilty in Will County Court. The charges stem from a knife attack earlier this month in Plainfield Township that killed Wadi Al-Fayoumi and left his mother hospitalized. Prosecutors say Chuba targeted the victims because of the Muslim faith. Illinois State Board of Education unveiling its Illinois Report Card. The state report card released annually to give oversight of information on schools across the state. Reports show the highest graduation rate in 13 years by the class of 2023. There was an increase in both English and math proficiency rates. As clocks are turned back November 5th, the American Red Cross encouraging everyone to also test whether home smoke alarms working in order. Over the past week, local Red Cross volunteers assisting 11 people involved in six house fires spanning Heron, Springfield, Centralia, Frankfort, and Vandalia. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Well, I won't ever underestimate kids if it's cold and windy for Halloween, because they went absolutely wow at all kinds of people last night trick-or-treating. How was it in Philo, Johnny?
Well, I mean, yeah, they were out in the golf carts and walking. We had, I think around 100 kids.
Oh, my gosh. Well, the golf carts do help. The modern-day small-town way to do this is a golf cart. Meteorologist Greg Sollier brought to you this morning by Busey for over 150 years. Busey member FDIC. It was a cold trick-or-treat Halloween night, Sollier, but the kids were not daunted. They were out, and the parents looked like they were shivering.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was pretty tough out there, more or less doing the trick-or-treat thing in Thanksgiving mode around here, at least based on averages and normal weather and all that kind of stuff. And in some parts of our listing area, Gibson City had a little snow shower and flurry activity from time to time. They kind of coated some of the fields over there on occasion. And in my neck of the woods, they are out there in some of the blinding snow showers just to our and your north. So depending on your drive to get that candy in the bag, hopefully everyone had a good and safe and enjoyable time out there. A little nip in the air this morning, but this too shall pass. A nice turnaround temperatures expected later on this weekend. Into the weekend, a little rain in the forecast as well. Nothing big, and a quiet weather picture next week. 26 now at Willard and Savoy, 28 over Danville. Still some lingering cloud cover there, as some lake snows into parts of North Central Indiana, Southwest Lower Michigan currently. 27 at Bloomington Normal, 24 the colder spot over at Kankakee right now. St. Louis in at 29 over the Brickyard Inn at 29 degrees as well. So a quiet day's worth of weather. The winds will be down. Sun will be out by and large. Some lingering clouds here in our eastern and southernmost listing areas for the next hour or two. And after that, highs to about 45. That's a little more of a disappointing high when we ought to be close to 60 this time of the year. But again, much lighter winds and the sunshine will sure help. Partly cloudy tonight, 29. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Increasing southwest to south breeze. That's the right direction. And a high at about 51. 30s tomorrow night. Partly sunny, windy, 57 on Friday. Weekend forecast, or maybe a shower in here late Saturday. More likely Saturday night. And then maybe a little shower activity late Sunday. More likely to Monday, Tuesday next week. Nothing heavy around here. Should be before then have opportunities to continue on with some degree of field work. 62 on Saturday. 64 on Sunday. Monday, 63. Then we cool back into the lower 50s for highs the remainder of next week. For Steve J. Broadcasting, AB Rochus, Greg Sollier.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate that. ESPN 93.5, we have Brother Johnny back in. This year, hit it out here today. You're leaving.
Yeah, we're going to mosey on down south and be a little warmer, but I think it's getting warmer here this weekend, too. So,
former Champaign County board member Jim Goss has come to Philo. Nice to see you. Tall drink of water.
Happy to be here, as always.
And he's not, you look a little younger, by the way, in the last 30 days.
Feel a lot better.
Yeah. Well, we happen to have microphones at the Goss home on September 28. We mic'd and videoed your home, and this is what we heard after Jim Goss got off the Champaign County Board. Let's listen. From the classic What About Bob, Jim Goss is free. How long did you serve on the county?
Like 7.5 years.
So. Okay, so your decision to get off was?
Mostly personal. I've got one grandchild that I don't get to see enough, lives in Zionsville, Indiana, and I've got another one that's due in about 30 days. So just to see them. Also, we're trying to grow our business, and I need to devote more time there.
I understand. Well,
you've served your time.
Well, that's right.
Right. I term limited myself from the beginning, and it's just I was having trouble finding my replacement. And so, it's sad to leave constituent service, but it's great to not have three meetings a month.
Man, I'll tell you what.
Oh, man. And these are not 10-minute meetings.
No, usually one of them was an hour to an hour and a half, but the other two could be 2.5 to 3 to 4 hours. So
I'll tell you what, it is a public service, I can tell you.
It is, and I mean, I have no issues with public service. I've served on several boards around Champaign County, and just the Champaign County Board was one of them. I'm all about public service. But.
Well, you served well. We appreciate it very much. You're kind of the epitome of the candidate I'm looking for, somebody who will do it but not necessarily wants to do it for life. I like people that come and go because, you know, they serve their time, they do a great job, and then it's called service, and you did your service. So we were talking yesterday about windmills and eminent domain and things like that that Governor J.B. Pritzker signed. What does it mean when I say windmills, solar, whatever, eminent domain? It means they can come take your land and put these on there?
Well, I think eminent domain is not there yet. But what I'm telling you is if we don't stand up now against this tyranny, it will be a problem. Right now, this legislation that just got passed in the dead of night via the lobby, the green energy lobby that paid for this, some of the most egregious things is they didn't limit the height on wind towers. So unlimited height, unlimited anything is a disaster. Why you would ever do that? As I drive into Philo this morning, I looked 9 miles to the south and I see the blinking towers. Mm-hmm. Those towers are just a little over 600 feet. The newest towers proposed in the United States right now are 825 feet. I'm sorry, ridiculous. I realize they're trying to make them more efficient, crank out more energy. Then they need less towers. Why do they need less towers? Because people don't want them. If I lived in those areas and you brought a wind farm to the area, it doesn't hurt the value of the farmland. I've bought farms with wind towers on them for clients. We actually think it adds value to the farm. But if I live there, it destroys the value of my house because who in the world wants to live there?
Yeah.
I don't want to look at the blinking, and I don't want to hear the whish of the wind. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, Champaign County Board needs to say no to this.
Can they?
They can, absolutely.
Will they?
Well, right now they need, as far as I know, they still need 17 votes to get it to pass, and they don't have 17 votes.
Pass to allow it?
To allow it.
Okay.
So we have an existing wind and solar so ordinances, so
I mean,
they can follow those.
You have to get, actually, in this case, you'd need a Republican.
Yes.
Okay. Well,
and at least the county board we're still at a point where they do have a say, because that's going to be next when the state says even the county board can't do anything about it.
Well, listen, I said this, I went in, I was off the board for 15 days and I went back. And I said, I bet you didn't expect to see me so soon.
The Tom Brady of the county board.
Yeah, exactly. I'm back. But the issue is, if you cave at this, then why do we need a Champaign County Board? Mm-hmm. Because if you're going to let it be called in the city of Chicago what we do in the rest of the state, then why have a board at any county level? There's no reason whatsoever.
So based on what you just said, Jim Goss, at this point, it's not going to pass. And so
I don't believe it is, but okay. I don't know.
Oh, you never
got to the vote. Right. The vote is at the county board meeting this month, which is probably the Tuesday before Thanksgiving.
So people could call their member of
they
the county.
They could go to the
county board meeting, speak in public participation. You have 5 minutes.
Okay.
I would love nothing more than there to be an hour of public participation telling. Because it's the rural people have heard from their voters, the people that the John Farney and the Aaron Esri who are the representatives for this district have heard overwhelming that they should not pass this.
Okay,
it's my district as well. They're trying to push a new wind farm in Rantoul.
Why would you Why would you do that on some of the best land in the state?
In the world, actually.
Well, and here's the issue. So a wind tower is ugly to look at, and it's terrible. But I know, because of the land that I manage, they want 5,000 acres of solar in Hensley Township. They've told me that multiple. I get a letter a day.
Yeah.
Now, from these people trying to suck people in, they're up to about $2,000 an acre.
What?
Which the money's real.
Whoa.
Yeah, but it's not from solar energy. It's right. From our tax dollars. Well, it's from the entered money they're making, and it's not going to pay for that.
Exactly. The only reason they're doing it, it's the government subsidies
exactly.
at the federal and the state who closed the power plants to force us to have green energy just to replace what we need. And that's the problem. But, you know, 5,000 acres, you know what 5,000 acres of corn does?
A lot of acres.
It's 1.2 billion or million bushels of corn, which will feed 70,000 people for 1 year, the amount of chicken that they eat. The average American eats 100 pounds of chicken, and 1.2 million bushels of corn will feed 70,000 people for a year. Why do we want to cover it up? Because it, by the way, those leases are 25, 35, and 45 to 50 years long.
But if it's $2,000 an acre, and cash rent's getting $400 an acre, that's
right.
a lot.
It's five times the income.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money, and that's the problem. I mean, I just think...
That's ridiculous. I never heard anything. What's their number? No. Look, I got to tell you, I object to it on a multiple levels, starting with, first of all, the local should be the final say. And next, it doesn't make any sense from the standpoint of an efficient way to get energy when it costs so much more than what we've got. And third, the human contribution to climate change is not what's driving the latest warming period, which occurred in the Roman times, the Middle Ages, and we're still not as hot as those two periods.
I think some people they'd call you confused.
Okay, well, here's not confusion. Do you know what makes plants live?
Carbon emissions.
Photosynthesis. We need six carbon molecules, six CO2 molecules, and six water molecules. The plant takes it in, converts it to sugar and oxygen. If you get rid of CO2, plants die. If you have these big pipelines where we're going to run CO2 from ethanol plants and sequester it in the ground, if those explode or have a major leak, the kill zone that everything dies, by the way, plants, animals, and humans around it, is said to be 4 to 6 miles, depending on the...
I mean, and it's all... it's just... bad science. And it's we do terrible. Know better than that.
You know, we cleaned up the air the last time, and you know what we put on for corn and soybeans now to get maximum productivity? We have to add elemental sulfur because we cleaned up the air. I don't say that in a bad way. I'm okay with adding elemental sulfur. I can't add CO2 to a plant to make it grow.
I'll tell you.
Democratic response, misinformation, and mega! Mega!
Mega! Mega extremist.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not a college.
Well, let me
student extremist.
Let's talk about some more science, which is the solar panels, which have the photosynthesis, whatever they do to turn the sunlight into electricity, which is great, but it uses rare earth element components. It's you're going to ruin the farmland forever. They'll probably not be in business by the time they're supposed to take those solar panels out. There'll be junk fields across the plains, and we'll lose our 1.2 million bushels.
So when they pay university professors to tell you this, what they tell you is in 50 years, it'll be just like the Illinois Prairie was before. Mm-hmm. Bunk, BS. The Illinois Prairie, we grew up in what's called the tall grass prairie. That meaning it got taller than my head, a lightning strike, it burnt to the ground, it regenerated. That's not going to happen under a solar panel because they're never going to let the grass get big.
Well,
not going to be that.
It's just going to, it will pollute the area because of the coatings and through the years and things breaking. And then again, I can show you the oil platforms that they were going to take out once the well was dry. and make it better than when they started, they're still out there rusting away.
And you know what they got rid of in the last legislative session that they didn't pass? New nuclear. New nuclear that is safe. It's got less pollutants.
You're right.
And that's the future. The future is
that. Clean way to go. And we can live with that. And we do have the technology. France has 80% nuclear.
Right.
The French, they're good engineers. They're good.
Right.
They've got some issues, but they're good engineers.
All right. So the way forward is get active in your government in Champaign County and make sure that they don't take the farmland for solar or windmill. And if you're going to do that, you're going to have to stand up and speak out.
Yes. I, if you've never thought about advocating and you feel strongly about this, get to the Champaign County Board here at the end of November. Find out when the date is. Sorry that I don't have it today. I'm not on the board anymore. But get there. I'll be there to speak against it. And I'm all for private property rights. If somebody wants to do it, we just talked about it, $2,000, you want to do it, that's fine. That's your choice. But if you don't stand up to Chicago now and J.B. Pritzker, eminent domain will be here before you know it. And then you won't be able to stand up.
Well, they did that with the big old power lines.
Oh, of course they did.
Eminent domain, and they paid a little for it.
Yes, they did.
But that was like, here it comes, we're going to.
Got a question as far as the state goes, because this is for the greater good. Who's guaranteeing the 25 years? 7 years from now, they're all bankrupt. Who's going to pay for the land or clean it up? Well, and then you have your land out, and you can't do anything with it. And you thought you were doing this for future generations. But
by the way, we had those reclamation, reclamation basically, in the legislation. They've got it in there. It is in there. It's weaker than what we had in Champaign County.
It doesn't matter how strong it is, Jim. It's not happening. I can show you the platforms.
Yes.
You should have seen what the language there, and you're going to do this, and if you don't, blah, blah, and it's like, meh.
Yeah.
You know, it's like making a treaty with the Indians. Wait a minute. There's gold over there. Yeah. Forget the treaty.
Right. Yeah. These companies, we know these renewable energy companies, the person who signs it up is rarely the person who even sees the operation day.
No, they sell it off.
Sees,
right.
I mean, it sells 3-4 times before you ever get to it.
Well, back to the history of this type of thing, which was certainly offshore oil platform, Shell, Exxon, Mobil, BP, none of them own any of those platforms. It's like seven generations down the line, and that seventh one's gone, the sixth one's gone, and now you got to work it. Theoretically, they have to get them, so maybe in 20 years. But
you can put all the wind towers you want to in Champaign County as soon as you put them in the middle of Lake Michigan right off the shore of Chicago.
Yeah, right, and Martha's Vineyard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, let's put it off Martha's Vineyard. Yeah, yeah. Let's do that.
Yeah.
Jimmy, thanks for coming in. We appreciate you serving on the Champaign County Board for 7.5 years. We note that you are looking much better than 30 days ago, less stress, but still
absolutely
very much for your county and served your time. So we thank you for that. And thanks for coming in kind of explaining all this stuff.
Oh, always glad to be here. I'm not going to be any less of a pain. You're just not going to. They get to limit me to 5 minutes now as opposed to 20 minutes. So.
No, when Jim Goss speaks, people listen.
I don't know. It's like Jim Goss unleashed.
Yeah.
It's
good stuff.
I like it a lot more.
Good to see you. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having
me. Appreciate it. ESPN 93.5. It is 7:24. Back with more in a moment.
Since Busey Bank first opened our doors in 1868, we have built upon a tradition of close relationships and broad financial capabilities. Our experienced team provides the highest level of personalized service to ensure we accomplish your goals, simplifying your wealth management and business lending needs, and ensuring a legacy for generations. Building business, growing wealth, since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report. JetBlue says it was hit by staggering delays because of weather in the summer quarter. The airline lost money in the period. JetBlue is also expecting to report a loss for the current quarter. Caterpillar's earnings topped expectations. The heavy equipment company says it's seeing strong demand for its high-end construction equipment. The government infrastructure project is resulting in upgrades to roads, railways, and other transportation. It's also seeing demand from customers in oil and gas, defense, and other areas. Apple shares are lower. The company introduced new MacBook Pro and iMac computers at its Monday event, along with three new chips to power them. And Anheuser-Busch InBev saw a small improvement in its recent quarter. The stock is up 3%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosolda, invested in you.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
Fleetwood Mac Rumors is coming to the Virginia Theater on November 15th.
Rumors of Fleetwood Mac, the world's finest tribute to Fleetwood Mac, returns to the stage at the Virginia Theater Wednesday, November 15th. Founding member Mick Fleetwood actually endorsed Rumors of Fleetwood Mac. Channeling the spirit of Fleetwood Mac, performing hits like Go Your Own Way and Dreams and Rhiannon.
Get your tickets now at thevirginia.org.
Make plans to pop into Pia's at 1609 West Springfield Avenue for happy hour from 3 to 6, Monday through Friday with 16-ounce drafts, just $3.25, well drinks, $4. Taco Tuesdays get you big tacos for $2.50, $2 off on tequila shots and margaritas, $5. Get Mexican beers for $4 each. Go south of the border on Tuesdays at Pia's, then there's Whiskey Wednesdays and karaoke a few times a month on Fridays with $4 fireball shots. Uh-oh, Pia's is the place to party any day of the week.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
All right, sports. Looks like the World Series is going to be over. Texas wins their 10th straight road game without a loss in the playoffs. That's never happened in baseball.
11-7 over Arizona.
It's now 3-1. Mm-hmm. Game 5 tonight,
That's
I think.
That's right.
And is that on the road, game 5?
Yeah. Okay. Or is it back in Texas?
I don't know. I didn't
I mean, it's just but the story is, how can a road team go undefeated on the road in the playoffs in the World Series? Never happened.
Right.
That's just amazing.
Uh-huh. So we'll have Illinois and Minnesota at 2:30 on Saturday, and we know the Veterans Day 11-11 is at 11 a.m. against Indiana at Memorial Stadium. Tonight we'll have the Pacers and Celtics in action, and the Bulls and Dallas Mavericks go at it. We'll have Illinois volleyball against Northwestern
tonight.
Want
unbeatable prices?
And we have NFL action with... Montez Sweat is coming to
Going to the Bears, and he's from Washington. Don't know about Montez.
Right.
I don't know much about that. But mm-hmm. there were a few trades. Chase Young, Vaughn Young's nephew,
okay,
was traded from the Washington Commanders to the San Francisco 49ers. They have another pass rusher out in San Francisco.
I got you.
Those are the big names.
They think they need one right now. For some reason, they're 0-3 the last three games.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So Bears will be in New Orleans on Sunday at noon. So we've got an eye on that game.
Yeah, we'll be watching that one.
Hey, we got John Pudner, a great guy from Milwaukee, coming up next. ESPN 93.5.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at kelseyfurniture.com. That's kelseyfurniture.com. I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag, keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit BulldoggyBag.com.
That's BulldoggyBag.com.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. A claim from the Hamas-run government that Israel strikes residential buildings again in a Gaza refugee camp for a second straight day, leaving many casualties. Al Jazeera television reporting from northern Gaza airing footage of the rubble and wounded people, including children, being brought to a nearby hospital. The Rafah crossing, leading people out of Gaza into Egypt, opened for the first time since the outbreak of the war.
It's great news that this crossing is open, not only to get injured Palestinians and vulnerable elderly people that need medical attention out, but also those foreign citizens.
Fox's Trey Yanks in southern Israel, the deal put together by Qatar with several nations, including the U.S. Court date today for 21-year-old Patrick Dye, a Cornell University junior accused by the feds of posting violent threats against fellow students who are Jewish. And Donald Trump Jr. set to testify at his family's $250 million civil fraud trial in Manhattan. America is listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Authorities investigating a pair of fires over the weekend in Champaign. First, inside an apartment Sunday at 1210 Providence Circle. The cause not released. The second broke out less than 2 hours later at a home on Rolling Acres Drive. The cause was accidental. Good news, nobody hurt in either fire. Authorities investigating a shooting that left a teen from Rantoul wounded in Urbana. They say a 17-year-old boy found shot Friday near the intersection of South Curtis Drive and East Florida Avenue. He was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. So far, no arrests have been made. Urbana police recovered several drugs and a stolen firearm during a morning traffic stop Monday at the intersection of University Avenue and Orchard Street. The driver identified as 19-year-old Danielle Huffman and the passenger, 54-year-old Robert Hunter. Both occupants were from the city of Rantoul. No word on their charges. We'll keep you up to date on that. And that's a look at what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Hi, I'm Champaign County Clerk Aaron Ammons. Voting is a civic duty and responsibility that I work every day to protect and enhance as your county clerk. You have a choice to vote in person or by mail. The data shows that vote by mail is the most efficient way to vote. There are many reasons why, and here are a few. Instead of using your tax dollars for physical space and buying more election equipment, vote by mail allows us to reduce election costs. VBM increases overall voter turnout, and there's no need to schedule time off work or find transportation to cast your ballot. Just follow the step-by-step guidance we mail to you, fill out your ballot, and mail it back to our office. It's that easy. If you use one of the drop boxes located throughout the county, there's no charge for postage. Other states have universal VBM elections, and they see the savings and higher voter turnout we deserve. I strongly encourage you all to sign onto the permanent vote by mail list and vote from the comforts of your home. Go to ChampaignCountyClerkIL.gov and sign up now.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Ben Nevis Saturday in this first day in November. A sunny, cold one. Afternoon temperatures to about 45 degrees. A light northwest to westerly breeze will come around southwest for the afternoon. We'll bottom out tonight with a few clouds to 29. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, becoming breezy. Southwest to south wind on the increase of 12 to 22 in gusty, up to about 51. 30s tomorrow night, partly sunny, windy for the day and Friday. Highs to about 57 on a gusty south wind. Milder still over the weekend with a high temperature near 62 on Saturday. Could be an isolated shower late in the day, but more likely Saturday night. Sunday into Monday, some occasional shower activity. Highs up to 64 on Sunday. Monday, highs 63. We'll cool back into the lower 50s. A lingering threat for some rainfall here on Tuesday morning. Then a partly sunny, quiet weather pattern for the second half of next week. With again, temperature readings averaging out a few degrees below average, but lower 50s by day, 30s at night for the second half of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Okay, thank you, Greg. ESPN 93.5. It is the 1st of November. Don't they call this All Saints Day? I think that's what it is.
Oh, that's true.
All Saints Day. We need more saints. We need to pray more. There are so many things going on in the world. The interesting dynamic of trick-or-treating last night was, in our neighborhood, we generally get vans full of people, and they just come out 10 at a time.
Yeah.
So they're not from the neighborhood, but that's fine. And it was just interesting. Just some of the dynamics of all the different people. And it was, Johnny, it was so cold. The parents were the one that weren't dressed. Parents just like, they looked like they were freezing.
Well, they were out there with the kids, and I think everybody had a good time. I don't know if some of the littler ones did it for very long.
No, I don't think they did.
They might have.
And they had cars that actually going door to door and stuff. Yeah. So, John Pudner, how are you?
Good. I'm waiting for Marquette to come down to Champaign in a couple of weeks.
My, how good is your team at Marquette, John Pudner? How good are they, man? They're ranked 5th in the country. Man, they're good.
That's 1-point underdog, though. They're line on the Illini.
5th is 4 rankings lower than the team we just beat, Steve. Yes. So come on down. Come on down.
That's my brother Johnny. It's John Pudner on the Tavis Joint phone line. I am Stevie J. John's the president of Take Back Action Fund. He was the Bush 2008, the only person in U.S. history to run a campaign defeating a majority leader in the primary. Who was that again, John?
That was Eric Cantor. Was about to become
speaker. Yeah, I do remember that.
Why did you primary him?
Well, we thought he'd gotten a little out of touch with the district. You know, he was doing the national thing to raise money and thought he wasn't paying attention back to my original hometown of Richmond, Virginia. So we took him on.
And so John spent time in the swamp, figured he needed a good hot bath and a Milwaukee resident, and look where he is now. Okay, so apparently President Biden was upset that the New York Times are screaming the headlines, Israel bombs a hospital, which was wrong. Man, the New York Times, 3 headlines that were wrong. Why am I surprised?
Well, and the source was a Hamas source. That's who put out the story. I mean, talk about checking your sources.
No kidding.
Unbelievable.
They lie all the time.
Well, and the problem is that when they put that kind of misinformation out and you call them on it, you're the one that has the misinformation.
Yeah, right.
So and it was terrible because it was actually an accident, but it also wasn't quite as bad as initially reported.
What was a Hamas rocket that went bad?
It wasn't 500 people that died. It was much less than that, which is good, but what a mess over there. Anyway, wow.
Yeah. Well, John, I don't know. You know, how this thing ever ends quickly, or if you just, we're killing you, I'm going to kill you, then they're going to kill us, and you say, I'm going to wipe out Hamas. I don't know if that's even possible. Isn't ISIS regenerated now? I mean, it's where does all this end? I just, unbelievable.
It is scary, and obviously on the one hand, you've got the 1,000 years of feuding, so, you know, that, admittedly, that's there. But then, you know, the weakness after the Afghan pullout, the opportunity China saw to start talking to the Saudis, and Iran again. These things all matter. A disastrous pullout of U.S. military, you know, in the direction of all this is not good.
Mike Johnson, the new speaker, any idea what he'll do? Because he sure seems like a good person for this. I don't know much about him, but I like how measured he seems and how smart he appears.
I think so. And the nice thing is, you know, he's certainly solid conservative. So no conservatives can feel like, oh, we gave in to someone who isn't backing our principles, but he does kind of have a demeanor that you might like after a raucous, you know, few weeks. You know, just even-handed, et cetera. So the left hits him on issues, but, you know, they can't really hit him on, you know, wild displays of something that wouldn't look like a speaker, you know, they want to cast. It looks like a solid choice, but all of us don't know that much about him. We just hadn't followed him that closely until this.
I'm from Louisiana, and I don't actually know Mike, but I know a lot of people who do, and they have nothing but good things to say. So we'll see. It just seems precarious to me because somebody could call for a vote, and if six people wake up in a bad mood, we're back to square one.
Man, I'm telling you. Yeah. It's probably too soon to get Speaker McCarthy a T-shirt that said, "She had my back."
Yeah.
Too soon. Nancy Pelosi purportedly said, give it to them. The Democrats have your back, and it didn't work out.
Well, if Nancy has your back, it's time to get your affairs in order, I can tell you.
All right, so we have so many issues, John Pudner, on the Tappan's Towing phone line. So many issues. I mean, they're making kind of an alert in San Diego. We should close the border to Tijuana because hearing all kinds of rumblings about Hamas and Hezbollah coming into the country. We don't have any idea who's in our country anymore, do we, John?
No, I mean, once you lose the border and, you know, you just look at, you know, what the left has been arguing for, yeah, coming back, they have to deal with it now. I mean, the anti-Israeli sentiment that has built up on part of the left when, you know, obviously the Jewish vote had typically been very Democratic in this country. And so you've got that split, but then, you know, not wanting any rules on the border and just realizing, okay, Biden's down to 23% approval on the border. You know, I mean, that was before all of this. As if the drugs, deadly drugs, et cetera, weren't enough. But you have to have a border to have a country. That's the bottom line.
I wonder if enough people make the connection between the crisis at the border and the drugs and the crime and Democrats. I somehow think there's just a missing link somewhere. And they're like, you know, the policy of the Democrats is to open the border. We need to stop voting for them if that's what they're going to do. And to me, that's almost a big enough issue, the one issue there to maybe you vote for the libertarian if you don't like the Republican.
Yeah.
Well, and as you know, the issue is spread up here. You know, I'm sure years ago it was more of a border state issue, but everyone in the country understands that it impacts everything,
Right. Labor
force, drugs. So, you know, it's an issue there in Illinois, here in Wisconsin, wherever you are, it's an issue now.
And crime. I mean, my goodness, inflation. Yeah. I mean, what on this spacecraft works, John? I mean, what are you, if you're talking Biden administration, what in the world is you running on? I mean,
yes.
I have no idea. I mean, you're the campaign guru. If they're coming to John Pudner said you're running the Biden campaign, what would you do, John? Stay in Milwaukee?
Well, you know, he is backing Israel, which I think is
the right thing to do.
Right. And it's not lockstep with the progressives. I was telling Stevie John the other day, I said, it's kind of like, I feel like Luke, there's still some good in you, Dad. I can feel it.
Yeah, that's right. There you go. But it would be very tricky, and I know the Democrats aren't really for Joe Biden, but they're going fist clenched to vote against Trump, I guess, is the plan now. But who's to say either will be there next summer? I don't know.
Yeah, I think the network interview with the vice president saying, why aren't you at 30 points, is pretty comical for anyone who monitors inflation, crime, any of these issues. So you should be up 30.
But, well, it's it'll be interesting if they can stay with the president, because he's beatable no matter what.
Well, so. and it's just if you continue on the road we're on, God help us in 2028. I don't know what we'll be looking like by then, because this is a mess all across the board.
Well, we have seen how strong the country really is, because despite some of the most inane things, we're hanging in there. But you're right, Steve. There's a point at which it just, we can't hold out. I mean, we got to be smarter.
Yeah, we're living off some other generation successes, I'm afraid. Haven't run out yet.
John Pudner, here's hoping Marquette comes here and doesn't beat me, but we know they're very, very good. How can people find you, sir?
Sure, the easiest is takebackaction.org. It is an ORG, but it's takebackaction we skipped the Republican, the website, because that made it too long. But love to have you sign up then, and we'll do an event down there anytime.
All right.
Thanks,
man.
John. Appreciate it. Thanks
Good
very much. John
you.
Pudner in Milwaukee. Tapman's joined phone line, ESPN 93.5. Your sports headlines coming up. When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a line
Habitat
of top
for Humanity
brands,
of
including
Champaign
Honda, just about cars. They're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
Habitat for Humanity of Champaign County has been bringing people together to build homes, communities, and hope since 1991. To date, Habitat of Champaign has built 118 homes, but the need for safe, decent, and affordable housing is greater than ever. When you donate your time or money to Habitat or make a purchase from the Habitat Restore, you are empowering local families and helping them achieve the strength, stability, and self-reliance they need to build a bright future for themselves. For more information about Habitat for Humanity of Champaign, please visit CUHabitat.org.
Hey, could you tell me what aisle your car batteries are in?
Sure, I'll go grab one for you. Here's your battery. It might be expired, but oh well. Also, the brand isn't that great, but it should work for at least a year or two, maybe. Anyways, I went ahead and charged you for it, and here's the battery. Okay, have a great day.
What just happened?
Sometimes good things are hard to find, but they're worth the wait. Make the trip out to Interstate All Battery Center at 2504 North Mattis Avenue and get all of your battery needs taken care of by the trusted professionals. Give them a call today at 355-4855. Yeah, programming note, Ed Martin, normal guest at this hour here, woke up sick. And he's back on Friday, we hope.
Mm-hmm.
But he was running pretty high fever. So we'll get
Ed
Martin.
Yeah, we missed
back
talking
on.
To Eddie, and yeah. But Friday morning we'll try to.
I think it was a 180 degree difference in tone from John Pudner to Ed Martin.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, Eddie gets worked up, but he believes what he's saying and doing a good job for
Johnny,
a lot of people.
Thanks for stopping in for the last week.
Yeah,
we appreciate it very
great
much.
Great to have you.
Yeah, we're just going to ease on down. We'll probably stop around Memphis and then tomorrow.
Drive on down.
Finish up the trip down to the Big East.
And your Sarah Champagne Subaru, and you like your Subaru, don't
yeah.
you?
Yeah, oh, yeah. We're gonna...
You ever had those rendezvous ribs when you're in Memphis?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
No.
Good.
Well, we were in and out of Memphis quite a bit. We
so
had
did
a,
you've had those ribs?
We have rigging company there. Yeah. I went to Graceland twice, but I never got in the house. I always went over to his planes. They had an exhibit of both
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, yeah.
But then they took that that. Exhibit's gone.
Oh, is it?
The planes are gone?
Yeah, I think
because you used to be able to do that for $20.
I'm pretty sure they're
gone. If you got the whole ticket, it's like $60 or $80.
Well,
oh,
I never got
to do the whole
planes.
Thing.
Well, be safe on your drive.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Have a
good one.
We will see you soon.
Thank you. Brother Johnny, ESPN 93.5 Sports Headlines, Diane Ducey.
I'm watching some video of James Harden arriving in L.A. as the Clippers locker room welcomes him. So he's... You know, left the 76ers, and there's a whole bunch of trades involved in all of that. But
wake me up in the semifinals.
Okay.
Because I don't. James Harden plays for everybody, and he. You know, he's got a lot of Stevie J in him because he shoots all the time.
Uh huh.
But he scores a lot. Anyway, I don't know.
Okay.
It's just, yeah. Good for him.
That's one of the things that's trendy.
$50 million a year or whatever.
That's right.
For basketball.
Mm hmm. And we had the Bulls and Dallas in action tonight. Pacers and Celtics will also got at it for our Illini. I didn't even look that up. We'll be starting the season against EIU.
Yep.
And that's right around the corner. You mentioned
Monday.
Marquette will be on.
It's coming
15th,
soon,
I think. Yeah,
yeah, and they're ranked fifth in the nation. So
that's
it'll be a good one and very Kansas-like feel, but it'll count. So
okay, go Illini.
Yep.
And then we've got our football team, of course, in Minnesota with a 2:30 kickoff on Saturday.
Yeah, it's only 2.5-point underdog, and we don't have Johnny Newton for the first half, and Minnesota's a big-time rushing team. We've got to hold out for Johnny to come back in that second half from the targeting call from the Illinois-Wisconsin game.
World Series, 7 o'clock tonight on Fox, and Nathan Eovaldi will be pitching for the Rangers and Zach Gallen for the Diamondbacks. Texas on top yesterday, 11-7 to lead the series 3-1.
Jordan Montgomery and Chris Stratton are hugging the Cardinals staff today because they're on the Texas Rangers about to get a ring. They were just with the Cardinals in July, and now they're on a team that's going to probably win the World Series. I'm just stunned that the Rangers have won every single away game in the playoffs. It has never been done in baseball history, and I believe it's 11 straight. On the road, victorious, 11-0. Can they go 12-0 and win a World Series tonight? It is in Arizona. Zach Gallen, former Cardinal, is on the mound for Arizona against, you said, Nathan Eovaldi, who's very, very good. All right, get Suderman going here in a moment from Good Vibes. Check your weather with Greg.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Banda vicinity. Welcome to this new month of November, and a cold one anticipated, but some uptick in temperatures expected for the end part of the week. Into the weekend, a milder, more seasonal feel, but some rainfall anticipated. Nothing major, though. No significant amounts anticipated. Back into some chillier weather the second half of next week. And how about the first few flakes of snow that we experienced in some areas yesterday, even a couple of snow showers and flurries noted up around the Gibson City area. None of that today. Sunny cold, though, at 45. Lighter winds out of the west and southwest. A few clouds for tonight, down to about 29. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, becoming breezy. The high around 51 on an increasing southwest to south wind. 35 tomorrow night. Partly sunny, windy for the day on Friday. Highs to about 57. Over the weekend, could be a shower or two late Saturday. More likely Saturday night into Sunday. Highs up to 62 on Saturday. 64 for Sunday. 63 on Monday. Additional shower activity. Then we'll cool off a little bit into the first half of next week, much of next week, actually, with daytime readings into the lower 50s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Are you tired of getting the short end of the stick and always being stuck with cold water for your showers? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing is here to help. With current tax incentives and rebates, you can save up to $900 on a high-efficiency tankless water heater, unlimited hot water, and saving on your energy bills. It seems like the best gift you could give your home. With the current promotion of 0% financing for qualified applicants, you can't afford not to call. 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing. Your home's best friend.
Tabman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tabmanstowing.com.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc. Fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS. 435-120.
We're meeting a young man named Steve Suderman. He is over at Good Vibes. Like, this is your first week on the job, or is it 53 years in a week? I can't remember, but it's been his
memory's one of the, they say, the second thing to go.
Okay, it is Steve Suderman. Good Vibes. You get your big screens, home theaters, sound. Well, it's November, bud.
I wish I could get excited about the World Series, but, you know, first it was the battle for Texas, and now it's Texas and Arizona, and it's like, oh, I'm sorry. I don't care.
Yeah, it's hard, hard to
accept. But happy All Hallows Day.
Yeah.
We had exactly 5 trick-or-treaters last night. 3 of them lived across the street. I felt bad for the kids. I mean, it was this record cold, and the wind to go with it was just, oh, my gosh. On the flip side, we beat Kansas. That was pretty darn exciting.
I'm telling you.
That was not a regular exhibition game. I guarantee you Mr. Self wanted to win every bit as much as Coach Underwood, and that, they weren't playing everybody on the bench.
Did Hunter Dickinson really chime in yesterday, just a quick hit, and said, we're better than Illinois?
Uh-oh.
Now, that'll cancel out all the Hunter can't beat Illinois stuff, because you know what's going to happen down the road. We'll probably have a Sweet 16 matchup with Kansas and Hunter Dickinson. Yeah. And I don't know if he wants us, but I don't really want him again because it's, he's never beat him. Oh, I don't like that stuff. So it's like, oh, boy. Anyway.
No, I don't like that stuff either. It's not good. It's not good for anything.
Well, it's like we beat Michigan two times and they beat us in Seattle. All that stuff. Remember that? That was
bad. Yeah, right. Yeah. So that, and that Domask fella, what a pleasant surprise.
No,
I didn't know anything about him. You know, I had such high hopes for Illinois football this year, and but I'll take Illinois basketball any day. And so, and for one thing, Illinois sports success helps sell televisions, and I don't want to sugarcoat it. It's, we're really happy when they do well, partly because we like them, and partly because it's good for business. And the TV deals are all over the place. They've already gone all Black Friday on, I mean, I looked at they call them roadmaps of what their plans are. Of course, they're subject to change. But Sony and LG and Samsung, most of the stuff that they've got right now is going unchanged right into the first week of December when they raise prices. So this is not a time to wait around for TVs. The other stuff, starting on the 17th, we will see a bunch of things from some clips and Denon and Bulk and some other guys that make the sound stuff. But Paradigm, which is our number two speaker company, they went 20% off starting today and going through the end of December. They just made a simple. We don't have to worry about how to promote it. It's just 20% off. Bang, boom. And even their higher end, their very prestigious Founder Series, I think it's a 15% discount starting in a few days. So there are deals that you don't need to wait for, and they're on TVs, and they're on monitors and towers and subs, and that's what we do here. There'll be some soundbar deals later in the month that'll be pretty exciting, and looking forward to a fun month.
Well, it should be, and you also have people that will put it in your home, install, know how to fix things like Carl, and it's very refreshing to have service like you guys have service because they're locally owned for over 50 years.
That's right.
That's what we're talking about here.
Well, it's all true.
Yeah, all true, and back when Steve was lifting his first boxes with probably mutton chops and a Fu Manchu, there were all kinds of songs coming out of his radio.
Like this is a great one.
Like the Doobie Brothers. Oh, yep.
It was a goatee.
The goatee. I never remember.
And it looked like a goat, too, I'll tell you.
I'll build me a raft if she's ready for
float. A Doobie Brother.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Mississippi, she's calling my name.
Who did Michael McDonald sing for locally?
Did Michael McDonald sing locally for somebody?
Yeah, he did. I'm not making this up.
Probably at the Red Line, wasn't he?
Yeah, I'm thinking One Eye Jacks or something like that. Somebody knows this. I don't.
217-359-2255. All right, my friend. You the man.
All right, Stevie.
Thank you. Good vibes. Round Barn. Champagne. A lot of musicians have passed through Champaign Urbana.
Absolutely. You know, there's a cover band for Fleetwood Mac called Rumors, and we have tickets to that. That show is on November 15th, so I've got pairs of tickets to give away here at Stevie J Broadcasting. FM for Fleetwood Mac could get you in the running to win that at 359-2255.
I would guarantee they're going to sound just like them.
I know.
You don't get gigs if you don't sound identical.
Absolutely.
So it's like Fleetwood Mac, but it's really not, but it's the same kind of...
Endorsed by Mick Fleetwood.
Well, that's
so
pretty good.
They're like look-alike and sound-alike.
Look-alike?
Yeah.
Well, the Beatles band have to find
when
a guitarist.
When you see Stevie Nicks, she's got these flowing, you
but
know,
does
darker
she sound
outfits.
Like Stevie Nicks?
I think so.
Well, when the Beatles bands, they have to find a left-handed guitar player like Paul because
that's right.
Paul was left-handed.
That's
is
probably
left-handed.
Challenging.
We're going to be right back. News coming up. ESPN 93.5, 7:58.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, when you buy from us, you get the whole store.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champaign, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars, they're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champaign. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com. This is WSJK, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.